chapter 8. Colors of fall leaves fill the view from Wynn's windshield. October has arrived. Todd has been on Wynn's team a couple of months now, and Wynn hits the speed dial. Todd, Wynn starts. You're really taking names. Great numbers from these small markets. Oh, I can size these guys up pretty good, Todd says. Yeah, you must be doing something right, Wynn says, but there's some doubt evident in his statement. You can tell by the way Wynn's eyes search around when talking with Todd. The wheels are turning, making Wynn's eyes dart up and left, then over to the right, searching for something he can't quite know for sure about Todd. The convention center comes into view, and after parking, Wynn enters the nearly empty space, except for the crew that's busy setting the stage for another event. Wynn, he hears Todd's voice. Coffee's over here. Wynn watches Todd dump that off-white powder stuff creamer into a foam cup. Motions if Wynn wants any. Todd makes a face at the first sip. Wynn takes his coffee black, pulls up a folding metal chair and sits with Todd. How is it you're hitting these numbers? These southern towns are usually sewed up pretty tight with the good old boy network. Todd waves his ring finger around. See this? Oh, a Masonic ring? So you a Mason? That's what you think because I'm wearing it, right? Wynn stares into Todd's eyes. Todd smiles with some pride at his deception. Whatever it takes to put butts in seats. You're beginning to sound a lot more like John, Wynn comments. Todd smiles, and the smile expands. I don't like the idea of using people's beliefs to manipulate them, Wynn says without a smile. That's not what we're about. Selling seats, books, and tapes. Our products, that's what we're about. However, they're just tools for us to get a positive message.